Good evening. This is the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, August 14th, 2014. I'm Lee Robartis. In the news tonight, Governor Otter's working group votes to recommend Medicaid expansion. State Board of Education approves University of Idaho program elimination and reorganization. And Friends of the Clearwater plans to sue U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over Wolverine plan withdrawal. More details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. The State Board of Education voted yesterday to allow the University of Idaho to eliminate 6 degree programs and consolidate or restructure another 18 degree programs. The restructuring program also includes consolidating university information technology services and moving towards funding athletic scholarships exclusively through donations to the school. The restructuring comes from a mandatory program prioritization process that ended after 14 months earlier this year. University of Idaho Interim Provost Catherine Aiken told the Lewiston Tribune the school has already implemented some of the restructuring that did not need board approval, such as closing the student health pharmacy and the community partnership office. Aiken said those two changes will save the UI $700,000 per year. The university will now undertake moving all interdisciplinary programs into colleges instead of allowing them to function independently. For example, the Department of Environmental Sciences, the oldest interdisciplinary program on campus, will now move to the College of Natural Resources, and the Waters of the West program will move to the Law School. The Environmental Science program was founded in 1993 and recently had 170 undergraduate students and 90 graduate students. 13% of all University Idaho faculty had identified with the Environmental Science program. The board-mandated prioritization process is also moving forward at other Idaho colleges and universities. The board approved changes at Idaho State University in Pocatello yesterday and approved reports and action plans to reorganize programs at Boise State University and Lewis Clark State College. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers today released its final environmental impact statement on its plan to dredge the Snake and Clearwater Rivers navigation channels at Lewiston. The plan calls for dredging at the confluence of the Snake and Clearwater Rivers between December 15, 2014 and February 28, 2015. The plan calls for dredging the approaches to locks at Ice Harbor Dam in the lower Snake River during the same period. The environmental impact statement also lists other methods for managing sediment in the river between now and the year 2034. Corps spokesperson Bruce Henriksen told the Lewiston Tribune website the only action being proposed right now is dredging. Governor C.L. Butch Otter's Medicaid Expansion Working Group voted 10-3 today to recommend accepting federal Medicaid expansion funding, saying more than 100,000 uninsured Idahoans would qualify for health insurance if the state takes action. The working group says expansion would save taxpayers $44 million. The Spokesman Review website reports working group member Republican Senator Stephen Thane of Emmett, who voted against the recommendation, said, "There's no question that something needs to be done. Do we need federal money to do it? Could we incorporate that into some other ideas? Those are all debate points, I guess." A previous task force convened by Otter had voted overwhelmingly to expand Medicaid in 2013, but Otter opted not to recommend expanding Medicaid when he gave his State of the State address in January. a new Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry Political Action Committee website has taken aim at Democratic candidate for Governor A.J. Balakoff for his support of Medicaid expansion. Balakoff says the site is full of lies and is an attempt to undermine his campaign to unseat current two-term Republican Governor C.L. Butch Otter. Balakoff said voters should go to his website, where he has posted proof the Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry also supports Medicaid expansion in Idaho. The Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry PAC website also criticized Balakoff on his position on guns and mentions the National Rifle Association gave him a C rating. The IACI also said Balakoff voted to raise taxes on Boise residents as a member of the Boise School Board, resulting in higher property taxes for landowners who live within the school district. Of his opposition to the new law signed by Governor Otter preventing Idaho colleges and universities from banning concealed weapons on their campuses, Balakoff said the problem is not the Second Amendment, but one of campus security, and that he would work with campus officials across the state to fix it. Balakoff said, "I support the Second Amendment, but this isn't a Second Amendment issue. I also believe that government has to listen to the people and be accountable and responsible." Balakoff campaign spokesperson Michael Lanza called the website's post absurd and said Otter is using the posts in an attempt to distract voters from his record as governor. The IACI website posted Balakoff's picture with President Obama with the words, "AJ, you're a liberal," after each criticism on the website. Lanza offered a comparison, saying Balakoff is very much a moderate. To tie Balakoff to Obama is absurd. Look at his record. He voted for Mitt Romney. The Moscow-based Friends of the Clearwater environmental group has signed on with the law firm Earth Justice in issuing a 60-day notice of intent to sue the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service after the agency withdrew its plan to manage wolverines under the Endangered Species Act. The other groups listed in the intent to sue notice are the Center for Biological Diversity, Conservation Northwest, Defenders of Wildlife, Greater Yellowstone Coalition, the Idaho Conservation League, the Jackson Hole Conservation Alliance, the Klamath Siskiyou Wildlands Center, and Rocky Mountain Wild. There are between 250 and 300 wolverines remaining in the Rocky Mountain West. The species prefers mountain snowfields, which have been disappearing from high slopes due to climate change. A press release issued today quotes Noah Greenwald of the Center for Biological Diversity saying, "The Obama administration's short-sighted decision to reject the conclusions of their own scientists and withdraw endangered species protections for these iconic animals is part of a disturbing anti-conservation trend. Blatantly ignoring extensive science showing wolverines are in real trouble in order to bow to political pressure from states is precisely the kind of recipe for extinction that prompted passage of the Endangered Species Act in the first place." Siva Sumdarisam of the Jackson Hole Conservation Alliance said, "The best available science shows climate change will significantly reduce available wolverine habitat over the next century and imperil the species. As an agency responsible for protecting our wildlife, FWS should not ignore science and should make their decisions based on facts and data." The press release includes a statement from Friends of the Clearwater Ecosystem Defense Coordinator Gary McFarland saying, "Places like the Clearwater Basin in Idaho are particularly important for wolverines as they use the area as both a residence and migration route. The Clearwater Basin is also threatened due to the lower elevations of the mountains in this part of the Rockies." The Latah County Sheriff's Office has issued a warning about an ongoing phone scam where a caller poses as a sheriff's deputy. In a news release, the sheriff's department said the scam operates in such a way so the caller tells those answering the call a warrant has been issued for failing to report to jury duty. The caller offers a way out of the warrant by paying a fine, canceling the warrant, and avoiding arrest. Lieutenant Brandon Jordan of the Latah County Sheriff's Department wrote in a news release, "That's not how Latah County serves, processes, and cancels its warrants." Brandon said the best way to avoid the scam is to not give out any bank or personal information and not send money. Emergency crews airlifted 58-year-old hiker Roger Beardsley of Roslyn out of Washington's Alpine Lakes Wilderness area yesterday after Beardsley broke his ankle while hiking with a party of three other people. Other members of Beardsley's party hiked to a trailhead to get help. Ground crews made it to the group early yesterday morning and made arrangements with the Whidbey Island Naval Air Station to have Beardsley transported to a hospital in Ellensburg for treatment. Well, that's it for the KRFP evening report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather from the National Weather Service, there is an 80% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Some of the storms could produce small hail and heavy rain. Low around 56, 70% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow. Some of the storms could produce small hail and heavy rain. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, high 77, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight Friday night. Some storms could produce heavy rain. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low 55. Mostly sunny Saturday, high 81. Mostly clear Saturday night, low 55. And mostly sunny Sunday, high near 85. Continued clear skies into the middle of next week, with highs maxing out around 90 on Tuesday and a slight cooling trend later in the week next week. Currently, we have light rain reported at the Moscow-Pullman Regional Airport with a temperature of 73 degrees. Thanks for tuning in to the KRFP Evening Report. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscast you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events and the public affairs shows, be sure to become a member of Radio Free Moscow and donate to Radio Free Moscow. Memberships are only $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's Radio Free Moscow, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. Or you can go to the Radio Free Moscow website to find out more ways to help Radio Free Moscow. I'm Lee Robartis. Jim Roach assisted with tonight's newscast. Have a pleasant evening. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman, community radio for the Palouse at 90.3 on your FM dial. Coming up next, Talk Nation Radio, followed by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio at 6:30. At 7:30, Alan Solon's In to Play Jazz for you till 9, and at 9 o'clock, Confinement Loaf's In to Play Heavy Rock for you. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, KRFP Moscow Pullman.